Well, again, good morning. How is everybody doing?
Good.
All right, well, let's pray real quick. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Lord, I thank you for all of the activity that's going on in the kingdom of God, Father, that you're leading us and you're with your people, Father, and that you care about everything that we're doing, Father. In fact, you more than care, you're actually leading us. I pray, Father, that you bless your people. I pray that you bless the mamas here today, Lord. I thank you for giving them to us, Lord. And I pray that you honor them today. Let them have a great day of relaxation and rest. I pray that they feel loved today. I pray that you bless the message this morning, Father, that it will come from the Holy Spirit and be received by the people, Lord. I thank you for your words. I pray that you draw us closer to you today and reveal yourself to us. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm not going to keep you too long today. It's Mother's Day, and I know everybody wants to go spend time with their family, so I've got a short message here. But I do want to recap last week. For those of you who weren't here, we shared testimonies, and we had devoted the whole service to it primarily, and it was just rich again like it always is. It's always good when y'all contribute. I want to thank you for everybody who did contribute and was willing to share the goodness of God in your life. We've done that about 7 or 8 times and throughout the last couple of years, and y'all just never disappoint. It's a little nerve-wracking for me because, you know, typically I don't write a sermon when I think we're going to do testimonies. And I know that I don't ever give you a heads up either, and I do that on purpose because I want it to be something that you're living, you know, and not something that you're just preaching. And so, y'all always just come through. Everybody always comes through, and we always have more than enough. But how many of you enjoyed that last week, hearing the people? It's so good. Yeah, you can clap. It's so good to hear people share what God's doing in their life on a day-to-day basis. I just was so blessed that He's active in your life and that you see that enough that you can come back and share it here with the church. I know that's kind of normal for us, but I want you to know that's not normal for everyone. I know many people that I love that are good people that never take God out of the building. And that's a shame. How many of you know that the church is just a huddle, it's not the game, as Charles Simpson said? That's a great analogy. He said, this is where we huddle together and talk about the plays we're about to do, and then we're supposed to carry it out to the world. Can you imagine having a football team that just stayed in the huddle all the time? And the whistle would blow, and they would just stay there. That's what a lot of churches do, and I'm thankful that we don't. But I loved the testimonies last week, how I felt like that God, it was just cool to see how He had dealt with each one of you individually and met you where you were. God has met you where you were in all your circumstances. He's meeting each person right where they're at. And what struck me is I thought, He's doing this all over the world. Our God is alive. And He is living and active, and He wants to be a part of our life. That has to become revelation. That's why testimonies are so important. It's because you're saying that God is with me this week, on this day, He helped me in this minute, in this hour of my life. Let me ask you, can you say that? Like, can you say that? Can everybody say that? You ought to be able to say that God is helping you every day in your life. That you're actually hearing His voice every day, and He is leading you every day. And you ought to be able to come back and share those testimonies. That's really what church is all about. It's really less about what I do up here. It's more about sharing the testimony, sharing our stories about God's faithfulness to one another. Because He is alive, and He's not stuck here. You know that. He's not stuck in this building. In fact, yeah, He wants us to go out into the world. The church is just the hope. It's not the game. Today, just quickly, the title of my sermon is going to be Share Your Story, in light of what we're talking about. Share your story. Turn over to 1 John 1, and we'll read 1 through 4. Share your story. Scripture says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it, and we testify to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and what we have heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we write this to make our joy complete. What we have seen and what we have heard, this is what we proclaim to you. Let's read one more. 1 Peter 3:15-16. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. And that's it. Always be prepared to share your story. I talked last week a little bit about testimonies and how powerful they are and how we should all have a testimony. How many of you know that you have a testimony? You have a story. I've said this before, actually, in groups and friendships, and there's a lot of people that don't know that they have a testimony at all. Sometimes we think, you know, if our life has been boring or nothing exciting, that we don't really have anything to share. But I want to tell you that if you've been reconciled to Jesus Christ in any capacity, you have a story to share. Months ago, we talked about preaching sermon that God is the author of life and He was writing a story in your head. But God is a storyteller. How many of you know that? God's a storyteller and you were made in His image, right? And so you have a story to give. You have a story to share. We do that here at church, and I know that's very difficult for a lot of people, like we did last Sunday, to get up and share. I think there's a lot of you that have a tremendous testimony and story, but you're scared to get up here and share or stand up where you're at. And that's okay. That's okay. I don't ever want y'all to feel too much pressure. But one day, you're going to be called to share that story. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Last week, I thought it was funny. Audrey told me, he said, I felt like my heart was about to beat out of my chest if I didn't say something, you know. And I remember that feeling when I was new in church and I felt like I had something to share and I was just so scared to share it. But I want to tell you today, don't be afraid. Come bring whatever God's doing in your life and give it to somebody. It encourages us so much. I was telling Miss Murphy and Dean this morning, I was talking about how the power of a testimony affected me when I was a brand new Christian and I came to this church, and I remember being on fire for God and sitting in here and hearing, I heard Bill tell a testimony about Dean Jordan. And I never had met Dean Jordan yet. But he talked about how Dean was a faithful man, and Dean in his life, whenever one day there's a guy named Paul Wald that came to this church, he's a missionary in Africa, and he asked if anybody had anything that they wanted to give towards his mission. And Dean wrote down his name and put it in an offering plate and gave it to the ushers. Paul Wald saw that one day and called Dean and said, "Are you serious about this?" And Dean left and took his six children to Africa for 16 years, however long it was. Long time. And I remember Mr. Murphy saying that they say that a lot of people, when you cut them, they bleed maroon and white. And he said, when you cut Dean, he bleeds God is faithful. Hearing that testimony moved me so much. I was a young man and I was working for Eric Lowe for my old boss, doing heating and air. And that testimony moved me so much that I said, I want to serve Eric Loper like Dean served Paul Law. And I went to Eric Loper the very next day and I told him the story and I said, I'm going to serve you just like that. I'm going to lay down my life. I will do whatever it takes to become a servant to you like that. And Eric was like, all right, you know, that's good for him, you know. But it changed my life. The testimony did. What I began to do then was I started working as if I owned the business and I was the lowest employee at the business. But I started working like I owned it, served him like it was my own, like God had given it to me. And you know what happened? I moved up in the rankings because of that. And Eric began to love me. And I began to believe the principles of the scripture. I had two that I lived by back in those days, and I still live by, which is, faithful with a little will be given much. And faithful with someone else's will be given you much. But all that was born out of hearing the testimony. And it wasn't even his testimony. It's testimony coming from another person. But that's the power. That's the power of sharing your testimony. I was thinking about how much testimonies and stories have changed my life. How many of you know that the whole Bible is just a story? It's just a story. I was telling the guys this morning that it's a shame because we've kind of taken the Word of God and just like what I'm doing now, you preach it and it's got to be proper and it's got to be theological and all that. But the stories that come from the Scripture were just men and women telling stories about their lives. They were just testimonies. I don't think it was that difficult. They weren't trying to make it perfect. They said, this is what God did for me on this day of my life. And Matthew said, I'm going to write that down. And we read it today. You know you have the same opportunity, right? You have the same opportunity to share in the same way. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be theologically trained. You can just tell your story. Listen, it's so good to tell your story in the church. It's so rich to tell your story in the church. But how many of you know it's needed outside the church too? I remember I've had several people ask me, like, what do you think is the best way to witness to somebody? How do you do it without coming off so religious or you know, whatever, you know, just the difficulty. And it is difficult a lot of times talking to a lost person about God. First, I would say you need to build a relationship. There's an old saying that says you can't drive a 2-ton truck over a toothpick bridge. You've got to build a relationship with people before you can really open up the door to share Christ. But when you get to that point, though, what I would tell you is you would share your testimony. You should, what we just read in Peter, you should always be prepared. Do you know your testimony? Like, do you have it in your head right now? It doesn't have to be like rehearsed, but you should know the main points of your life where God has helped you the most that you could share with somebody as you walk out your salvation. But we were called to share our story. Again, I was thinking about how I was so affected in my life by testimony. I think I learned more about testimony sitting around a fire with men that knew God than I did ever from coming into this building. And I say that out of respect. I had tremendous teaching from Pastor Murphy up here at the pulpit, Wednesday night class, Bible studies. But story form is so good, isn't it? The number one compliment I get up here is y'all say, I love it when you tell a story. It's because we're taking the Word of God and we're applying it to our life and we're telling each other how we're walking that story out. Rather than it being some theological point or rule or regulation, we're saying this is how we walk this out in our life. So the question I have to you today is, are you sharing your story with anybody? You can start with your wife or your children. But it should move out into the world. It should move out into your employees. Find time to sit down with a lost person and share your testimony. Marty Coleman, y'all heard me talk about this guy so much. One day maybe he'll come here again and I'll introduce you. But Marty, that's what he did for me when I first came to God, is we would go to his house. I was still a drinker. Let me just lay this out for you how dysfunctional this was. But I would work with him at the county co-op. Lee and I were just brand new married. We lived next door to Marty and Sarah. And I would go over there and I would bring a six-pack and drink because I had no clue about what anything like proper was. And Marty was saved, but just barely. And we would sit around and he would tell me stories of God's faithfulness in his life and what was going on. And I'm going to tell you something. My spirit, it was like drinking water, like I was out in the desert, dying of thirst. And I would want to hear the stories. And then Pastor Murphy, I was telling him this morning, I remember going to Gatlinburg. Back in the day, we used to travel all the time as brothers in Christ, and we would go to Gatlinburg or Mobile to go hear speakers. There was a conference in Gatlinburg every May, and we would go often. And when I was a young man, Pastor Murphy paid my way to go to Gatlinburg one time with a group of men from this church. And the messages there were amazing. Brother Charles Simpson and all these guys that are just kind of heroes to me in the faith. But it wasn't that moved me. It was the fellowship on the way there. It was after the meetings, sitting around a fire again, and hearing these guys tell these crazy stories about God moving in their life. Them laying down their lives for their wives or their children or for God in general. And I would be listening to these guys and just thinking, if God can do that for them, He can do it for me. The power of a testimony in its story form is so powerful. I want to encourage you this morning. I want you to know that you have a testimony. That's number one. Know that you have been given a testimony. Write it down. Write down your testimony. It's good. It's good. It's good to write it down and then look back at it later. I did that just the other day. We had a council meeting and I read in my journal back in 2001 some things that God had said to me. And it's also funny, you know, because I was so young and some of it was silly. But man, it was so good to remember what God had done for me. But know that you have a testimony, that you can give a testimony. And then go and give it out to the world. Bring it here and give it out to the world. Amen. Amen. One of my favorite things is, well, the scripture says that God's testimony is in all creation. And I remember a story that Charles Simpson told when I was a young man, and it changed me. He said that my father was such a good father. He said he was always trying to help me to see God in everything. And he said, I'll never forget when I was probably 12 years old, he said we were going to the supermarket and we were driving down the road in Louisiana, and he said, my dad said, look out in that cornfield, Charles. He said, there's cornfields everywhere. And he said, God is in that cornfield. There is a lesson about God in that cornfield. And Charles said, that started something in me that started making me see God in everything in my life. When he said that story, it got into me, and I'm going to tell you, I started seeing everything. I started seeing God in every aspect of my life. How many of you see God in every aspect of your life? Honestly, you don't have to raise your hand, but be honest with yourself. Do you see God in every aspect of your life? Not only in the ministry, not only in when you come to church, but when you go to work and when you go to the ballpark or when you go on vacation or whatever it is you're doing in your life, how many of you know that God's a part of it? You gave Him your life. You remember? You remember, you gave Him all of it. He is a part of all of it to the degree that you allow Him to be. And to the degree that you remove Him from it, He will back off. But He wants to be a part of every aspect of your life, and His testimony is in all creation. It's in the trees. It's in everything. Everything was made by Him and for Him, and in Him all things hold together. But the whole Bible, to me, is just a story, and it's men and women telling stories of God's faithfulness. And that's what we did last week. We joined in the big story last week. And that's exciting to me to think about, that we join, and maybe somebody, 1,000 years from now, will be listening to some of these testimonies that y'all gave, just like we read the scripture. We can join in by sharing our story. So, give your testimony. Bring your testimony. Have a testimony. Know that you have one. And then write it down somewhere and be willing and ready to share. Amen. Amen. That's my short message for the day. Y'all rise and let me pray for you. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. And again, we're so thankful for you. It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be with God and a part of this church. I love what's happening here, and I'm just really thankful for you guys. Lord, again, we just want to say thank you for everything that you've given us, Lord, especially these moments here today. I think it pleases you, as Philip said, to set a day aside to honor moms. I pray that they do feel loved and feel your blessing on their lives. I pray that, Father, that their children will honor them today, and their husbands too, Lord. Bless the moms here. Bless your people, the body of Christ. Pray that you help us to lead today, ready and willing to share our testimony to all who are ready to hear it. I pray that you give us opportunity to share our stories. I pray that you help us leave here today looking for the opportunity to share our testimony. I ask you to bless and anoint your people as they go out into the world. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, guys. You're dismissed.